Right now, there's probably thousands of people. They need you. They want to buy your products, your services, and there's only one problem standing in your way, and that's that they don't know you exist. There's five ways to solve this problem, and I'm going to share them with you on this episode.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard, and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
So I got an email today from a friend of mine, although I think it was an automated email. His name's Tom Schwab. He is the owner of a really neat company called Interview Valet, where they basically help you get interviewed on other people's podcasts. And he had a really interesting email that I read today. And so big just shout out to him. He's somebody that I respect very much. He's doing things for the right reasons. He's really helping people. And I love the products and services that he has and the email that I got today. So I want to delve in with you. He's talking about like how there are so many people out there that they want your stuff. They need your stuff. They just don't know that you exist. So I want to talk about five ways that we can problem solve so that your people know who you are, where you are, and let's just make sure that people know that you exist. And so before we get into the five ways to solve the problem, I will mention something that Tom mentioned on the email that I got from him, is basically that there are big corporations with like a ton of money, and what they're doing is they're really boxing you out. Most of these corporations are boxing you out. So I came up with these five different strategies because I think that they will help you to be able to get some traction regardless of these big corporations. And I want to talk about the three types of companies first before I share those five ways that you can solve this problem and get known. There's three types of companies, and you know this, and it all comes down to the products or services that they have. Like, what is the actual product? What are they selling? And it's the customer service. It's what is the way that they make you feel? How quickly do they answer your questions? Are they available to you? Do they make it easy to buy or difficult to buy? But really, we can just say that there's two main criteria for companies, and that is their product and their customer service. And because of the differences in the product levels and the customer service levels, there's three types of companies. There's a lot of shitty companies out there, just terrible companies. That's number one. It's the shitty companies. Number two type of company, based on the product and the customer service, is the okay-ish companies, the companies that just are in the middle. And then finally, there's the companies that hopefully are like your company, the truly outstanding and remarkable companies. Those companies that are changing the world or have the ability to change the world. But they're either small and nobody knows about them, or they're big and everybody's going to use them. Some of the big companies are shitty. Some of the okay-ish companies are small. Some of the okay-ish are big. Some of the okay-ish are huge. And there's some truly remarkable and outstanding companies. Some of them are huge. Some of them are small, mom and pop, maybe like your company. Maybe you're truly outstanding and remarkable, but you're just a small company. So it's really trying to figure out how to get known, because if you've got an outstanding, remarkable company, I need to make sure that other people can find you. So if I need your service, and even if you're the best option out there, by the way, even if you're the absolute best option, and you're truly outstanding and you're remarkable, but I just simply don't know that you're out there, I'm going to select an okay-ish company over your outstanding company. I'm going to make a big mistake and hire the wrong company that's not going to serve me as well. I'll either have an okay-ish or a shitty company serving me instead of you if I don't know that you exist. And sometimes it's really similar to like politics. Like when we're selecting a company, sometimes it reminds me of politics. Most time you'll select the least bad option. Sometimes both of the candidates you don't like. Maybe you lean right or you lean left or you're in the middle or you're like far off the charts one way or another. But you know that none of them are really perfect. And so you really kind of sometimes just have to pick the least bad option. Other reasons why we might sometimes select a candidate might be just if we've known of them, if we've heard of them, like if they're covered more on the news, then we're more likely to recognize the name and decide to go ahead and choose that name. Or if we think that that candidate is going to resonate with us, or if we think that company might resonate with us, our values, what we're aligned with, it'll be easier to blindly vote for them, right? So for example, some people who are either like on the right or on the left might have, let's just say, a question on there, which candidate do you want? And it might just be easier for them to say, well, this person's leans the direction that I lean. I don't know anything about them. I don't know if they're good or bad. I haven't heard them speak ever. But for example, I feel like they align with my values about abortion or about anything else. And so these are some reasons why we might pick candidates. But the part that I really want you to remember and recall is that sometimes it just comes down to, I hate both of the candidates. I don't want either of these candidates to be my president, you might say, but you will choose one of them sometimes. It depends. Maybe you're just not going to pick either one, but you usually will choose one of them, just basically picking the least bad option. So I want to get into those five things that I promised you, how you're going to grow your audience. But I just want you to be thinking of like what is going on in our heads when people are making decisions to hire us or not. One of the big things is, do they know who you are? The next one is, do they feel like they could resonate with you or align with you? And the last one is that if you're just less bad than the other company, but if we're talking about if they know you, if they recognize you, then this all comes about branding, and these five things are going to help you. So how do you get your name out there so that your perfect avatar is not hiring just an okay-ish option over you? You got to grow your influence. That's what you really got to do. You have to grow your influence. That's the name of the game. So here's the five ways. It's, you're like, but Adam, how do I grow my influence? Well, here's how. Number one is you could private message people or call people. Like you're personally messaging them or calling them. Like you'll text them, you'll Facebook message them, or you'll actually call them on the phone. In a minute, I'll share with you some strategies on that. But the second thing is social media. You could profess to people on social media. You could mention to them. You could put the ideas of your podcast out on your social media. Other types of self-promotion is number three. Number four is paid marketing and advertising, which might be a little bit of trouble if you're doing paid marketing and advertising, because you might not have an unlimited budget like some of these giant corporations that literally can easily put billions of dollars a year toward, or let's just say millions of dollars a year toward advertising and marketing. You will probably not be able to get there until you're that big, right? Until like putting millions of dollars, $1 million a month, or even 50 grand a month can be a huge thing for some of us that have a great company, but just not enough people know about us. And so that's what comes into this fifth and final way that you can really grow your influence. And that is adding value on OPP. So adding value, it's like it's content, and I specify it as OPP, other people's platforms. So you add value on other people's platforms. So this means you'll be like speaking on their physical stage or their virtual stage, like guesting, a podcast guesting. So for example, with this, I want to tie this back into what I started with Tom Schwab. Tom's got a freaking awesome company that I believe in. In fact, I'm an affiliate for them. I'll make sure that link is in the show notes for you. But this allows you to be guesting on other people's podcasts. It's so easy to sit there and just answer questions. Even if you're introverted more than you are extroverted, it's still much easier to be on other people's platforms in order to get in front of other people. And what I love about OPP, of other people's platforms, especially other people's podcasts, is that you can guarantee that 100% of all of those listeners to that person's podcast listen to podcasts. Let me say it again. You can guarantee 100% chance that all of the people that listen to that other person's podcast listen to podcasts. So if you think that your shit don't stink, then you just need to have the confidence to shout it from the rooftops, private message people, call people, throw it on your social media, self-promote, use paid marketing and advertising within the budget that you can utilize, and add value on other people's platforms. If you want to hire Tom, that link for Interview Valet is in the show notes. Scroll down now and click. Bye for now.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.